tourism continues to be one of the main components of the government's long-term growth strategy. A key initiative within this plan is the revitalization of downtown Kingston, with a view to making it both a tourism and commercial hub. We explore plans for the revitalization of downtown Kingston on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. While downtown Kingston is well established as Jamaica's major commercial district, those old enough to remember will tell you that it was once so much more. There was a time when visiting downtown Kingston was the experience of a lifetime in Jamaica. Persons would draw the envy of others as they left from far-flung communities in rural parishes on visits to the capital. In addition to all the shops and department stores, there were numerous sights to see and experience, relaxing on the waterfront or taking a ferry trip to Port Royal, to name a few. Due to a number of factors, chief among them crime, downtown has seen a decline in its reputation and visitorship. But there are plans to reclaim this. The government is undertaking a long-term plan for the revitalization of the city, beginning with the relocation of key state agencies into the area.
By relocating specific government offices to downtown Kingston, such as the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry, we are signaling to investors our confidence in its potential as a major commercial and cultural hub. We see the vast historical and cultural potential of downtown Kingston as a tourist destination.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz. This initiative, he says, is critical to the process of attracting investments and fueling economic growth. As part of the plan to re-establish Kingston's reputation as a tourist mecca in the Caribbean, the Development Bank of Jamaica is reviewing a proposal to position Kingston as a cruise shipping destination.
This involves the construction of a cruise ship pier and a dramatic revitalization and restoration of Kingston's downtown and harborfront areas, along with existing places of interest, to a world-class standard that will attract cruise ship lines. The downtown Kingston Market District is also slated for improvement, and a group of private sector leaders have created a vision to partner with the government, its key agencies and existing stakeholders to significantly upgrade a portion of the district to better serve our vendors, patrons, and of course, residents.
Through several public-private partnerships, the government is also looking at a new commercial center to serve all business segments, from SMEs to large companies. The Urban Development Corporation is also spearheading a number of development projects in downtown, key among them the completion of the Festival Marketplace.
Completion of Phase 2 of the Festival Marketplace to include an outdoor amphitheater and finger pier, research into the construction of new office complexes and high-rise complexes on Port Royal Street, planning for the construction of a multi-story car park on Port Royal Street, research into the construction of high-rise apartments adjacent to the digital headquarters on West Street.
The UDC's work will also include the beautification of the Kingston waterfront from the Bank of Jamaica to the Kingston Craft Market. In an effort to attract more commercial investment to downtown Kingston, the government has established an urban renewal zone in which investors will receive special benefits.
We have expanded the area slated for urban renewal from 623 acres to approximately 3,023 acres. We have reviewed the area for urban renewal benefits to local and overseas investors to include urban renewal bonds, investment tax credit, tax-free rental income, and exemption from transfer tax and stamp duty. So you see that the government is playing their part in the big plans for downtown Kingston.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
Residents of Port Antonio and its environs, the Passport Mobile scheduled for this Saturday, October 1, has been postponed. This is due to the likelihood of Jamaica being affected by Hurricane Matthew. You will be advised of a new date for the mobile. PICA urges you to take every precaution to keep yourself and your family safe at this time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.